We on Weekend Network Africa are right here, right now, launching a season to celebrate new literary talent on the continent. We'll be showcasing writers whose work has not been published yet. So, our first extract is by Wame Molofwe from Gaborone in Botswana. She says that she makes time to write often in the early hours of the morning between raising her children and a full-time job. She only began writing short stories a year ago.
Lebo, beautiful Lebo. Her skin was brown, coffee with lots of milk, brown. Her gazelle eyes held mystery. Her mouth was small, the lips full. She wore her pure black hair in thick shoulder-length twists, way before having dreads, was making a statement. Her hips were wide, made for childbearing. An ample, firm behind, balanced below a tiny waist. It was rumoured that a blend of European and African blood flowed in her veins. When Lebo sashayed into a room, she cast a shadow on all other women. You pulled your man closer when Lebo was near. Lebo was not marriageable, the men said. She was far too beautiful, too much work. But they desired her, for she lit a blazing inferno in their loins. She stoked that fire with a half-formed smile that promised passion. They chased her, unaware they were prey, pursuing predator. When she discarded them, they returned home, bedraggled, worn out and weary. They asked for forgiveness from their real women and spoke of Lebo disparagingly, said she was cheap. And the real women smiled contentedly. Lebo seemed unwell the last time Setunye saw her. Her skin had a greyish pallor to it. Tiny lines created a fine grid on her dry cheeks. Her lips were shocking fuchsia pink. Her curves had been whittled away, leaving boyish hips. The magnificent dreads had been lopped off. In their place was a short, wispy fine brush cut. She had greeted Lebo. Lebo had started to say Dumela back, but had coughed before she got to the second syllable. It was a racking, body-shuddering cough.
That's the work of Wame Molefe of Botswana.